Deadly Deja Vu. Move bombing, 30 years later, Deja Vu. It seems incompatible with civility, or even logic for that matter, that African Americans in the 21st century, and under un Moreno Presidente, are still asserting and chanting phrases like Black Lives Matter to prove human worth. From three-fifths of a person to this, Deja Vu, we colored folks seem under constant social siege. Los Angeles, California. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ferguson, Missouri. New York City. Diverse inhabitants who don't even pronounce words alike have this vicious, violent, common experience with the police. It's deja vu. Blacks and La Raza have this uncanny coincidence of being fatally shot or brutally beaten by the popo. More times than not, the officer is white, the victim's colored, but race is not the end of the story here. Black officers kill black people too, because it isn't so much race anymore as an authoritative mindset, us against them. Too often, American citizens who are not wholly compliant, if just but for a misdemeanor, become justifiably deserving of trial and execution on the boulevard. You see, when a problem becomes systematic, that is to say, prolific in nature, then any race could be the victim, and any race could be the aggressor. We saw that in 2011 when mentally ill Kelly Thomas, a Californian, who was as white as the cops who attacked him, beat him to a mortal pulp because he dared defy their orders. His resistance was his deadly weapon. None of this is new to black folk, though. Black folk have been complaining about police brutality since before Jim Crow. It's like there's no end to the madness. It has become as cyclic as the seasons. Deja vu. The Watts Rebellion, 65. Move bombing, 85, in which men, women, and children were killed. Rodney King, 91. Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, Walter Scott, and so on and on and on. As Americans, we can do better. From your local lockup, this is Dortell Williams from Prison Radio.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.